And that's worrisome because, again, it's a political issue there. Everybody, the country is moving quickly to the right, Israel is, obviously. And I can just tell you that I've also talked. Unfortunately, the ground rules are so lousy in Israel, I can't write it. But I've talked to very senior intelligence people in Iran, in Israel, rather. If you notice, you don't hear that much about it, but the former head of Mossad, Meir Dagan, who left, who was the guy that orchestrated the attempted assassinations in Dubai, et cetera, no dove, has been vehement about the foolishness of attempting to go after Iran on the grounds that it's not clear what they have. They're certainly far away from a bomb. Israel's been saying for 20 years they're, 6 months away from making a bomb. But I can tell you that I've talked to senior Israeli officers in Israel who have told me, they know that Iran, as the American intelligence community reported, I think it was in 07, there was a national intelligence estimate that became public that said, essentially, Iran did look at the bomb. They had an 8-year war with Iraq, a terrible war, 1980 to 1988. And we, by the way, the United States sided with Iraq, Saddam Hussein at that time. Iran then, in the years after that, they began to worry about Iraq's talk about building a nuclear weapon. So they did look in that period, let's say 97 to 2003, no question, the American NIE said in 07, it was augmented in 2011. I wrote about it a year ago in The New Yorker. It said, yes, they did look at a bomb, they knew that they couldn't. There's no way they could make a bomb to deter America or Israel. They're not fools. This Persian society has been around for a couple thousand years. They can't deter us. We have too many bombs. They thought maybe they could deter Iraq. After we went in and took down Iraq in 03, they stopped. So they had done some studies. We're talking about computer modeling,